It's always good to have a restatement of the Tao, but we don't need him. You see, the solution to our ethical dilemma cannot come through a restatement of the Tao, even if it's a perfect restatement. Why? Because we cannot and never will keep the Tao. Salvation does not come through keeping the Tao. If it did, Jesus would be a moral teacher and that would be it. But we cannot keep the Tao, so even if Jesus gives it to us in perfect writing, like the Sermon on the Mount say, it's not good because we can't keep it. The main mission of Christ, Lewis says, was not to teach, but to invade. Our world, Lewis writes, is enemy-occupied territory, and Christianity is the story of how the rightful king has landed in disguise and is calling us to join his cause. Christ is not just a teacher. He has invaded our world, or God has invaded our world through Christ. Now notice the martial war imagery here. Remember, Mere Christianity began as broadcast talks during World War II. So you'll see a lot of martial imagery there that would have appealed to the people that were listening to him on the radio. Now, let's put this in another way. In our modern world, we've been very influenced by Rousseau and by the Victorians. And most people believe that the trouble with man and culture in general is not sin, but ignorance and poverty. They believe if we can just get the right education and right diet, everything will be fine. Lewis says no. The problem is not ignorance. It's not poverty. The problem is sin. The problem is that we are rebels who must lay down our arms. We are disobedient to God. We are in rebellion against the law, the Tao. And the only thing we can do to be saved is to lay down our arms and accept Christ's terms, if you will. Most of you have probably seen Billy Graham before on TV, and most of you know that Christianity begins with a humble confession that we cannot satisfy the requirements of the law or the Tao and a surrender of our whole life to Christ. Most of you know that Christianity begins with an admission, I can't follow the law. I can't follow the Tao. This is how Lewis moves from what may seem like an esoteric argument into the central gospel of Christianity. We can't follow the Tao. We need to turn over to Christ. According to Christianity, Christ is God himself in human form. Through his suffering and death on the cross, Jesus brought us back into a right relationship with God and the Tao. Once again, if Jesus only taught the Tao, then we are, St. Paul said, if we only believe in Christ for this world, we are the most miserable of creatures. Because if Christ only taught us, and that's, we're still in the same problem. We can't follow the Tao, no matter how hard we try. Even Gandhi sinned. We can't follow the Tao. So we need this invasion. Now, although Lewis resists defining the exact nature of the atonement, and remember, the atonement is the belief that Jesus' death on the cross brought us back into relationship with God. Lewis, again, never tried to say exactly how it worked, but he makes it clear that salvation does not rest in the Tao, but in sharing in the life of Christ. Before I move on, I want to look at one more of Lewis's apologetics as to why Jesus is not just a good moral teacher. And this is his most famous apologetic. It's often known as the trilemma. And this will be my challenge to you. Lewis says that most modern people want to say that Jesus was the Son of God. I'm sorry, that Jesus was a good moral teacher, but he was not the Son of God. Lewis says you can't say that. Why? Because Jesus made all these claims to be equal with God, to be able to forgive sins, to be the way, the truth, and the life, to be the resurrection and the life. He made all these claims. If he was not God, then Jesus was a liar. And I mean a real liar, or possibly a lunatic. There are many people in asylums today who believe they're God or Jesus. What Lewis is saying is Jesus was either the Lord, or he was a liar, or he was a lunatic. There's no other option. In fact, this is going to shock you, but you know, if Jesus was not the Son of God, then the Pharisees were right to put him to death. Because if he wasn't God, Jesus was the greatest blasphemer whoever. Heck, the Pharisees wouldn't have to put him to death. God would have struck him down with a lightning bolt. Because again, now, you all know about the Jesus seminar. They're trying to tell us Jesus didn't say this. If Jesus didn't say anything, then just throw out the Bible. If we can't recognize the authority of Scripture, we have to throw up the entire literature of the ancient world. I mean, again, we're playing around, but Jesus makes claims that are just remarkable. He tells people to follow him, not to follow the Tao, but to follow him. And Lewis says, we just cannot do what modernists want to do. We cannot domesticate Jesus and say, he's just a good Jewish boy teaching a moral lesson.